Welcome back to Prophecy Today. Great to have you along. We're here at Broadcast Central right after we get finished talking with all of our broadcast partners and I take a look at the book. We're going to head out to Columbus, Georgia, the Grace Baptist Church. We're going to be there for a one-day prophecy conference. Grace Baptist Church has been a long-time sponsor, supporting us financially and in prayer as we've been traveling across the country and around the world, teaching and preaching the information that we have from God's Word about the end-time scenario that is found in the Word, and of course helping us to recognize where we are in God's time as we look at those prophetic passages. We're going to have services all day on Sunday starting at 9:45, the next service at 11 a.m. In the afternoon, we'll have a 5 o'clock session on Prophecy Q&A, and then the teaching at 6 p.m. One-day Prophecy Conference at the Grace Baptist Church, Columbus, Georgia. Pastor Seth Hahn invites you to come and join us as we study the prophetic word of God. Well, as promised, I said I was going to Jim Jr. Now, I mentioned when I was talking to you just before the break that he was in Jerusalem. Well, he was today, I do believe, now in Haifa. Jim, did you take the cruise tour group over to Jerusalem today?
Yes, we sure did, Dad. We left the cruise here in Haifa and went down to Jerusalem, where we did Jerusalem all in one day, if you can believe that.
Well, that's quite an extraordinary effort that you have made, because normally it takes us a couple of days, three maybe, even in Jerusalem. It's a key city. But this is a group that's on a cruise ship. They're traveling all across that part of the world, ending up there in Haifa. And they had to go to Haifa instead of coming in at Ashdod and then going to Haifa because of what's going on there in southern Israel. Is that correct?
That's correct. Starting 2 days ago, Dad, there were many rockets that were fired, almost over 450 rockets. I remember downloading the Red Alert app, which let us know when the rockets were being fired. And sure enough, as soon as I downloaded that app, it seemed like 30, 40, 50, 60 rockets were being fired. Although we know that over 450 rockets were fired in the south and central part of Israel, close to the Ashdod port. A lot of the people in the south suffered and went through all night as these red alerts were coming in, as they were firing the rockets towards the neighboring cities surrounding the area of the Gaza Strip.
Well, we have been watching from afar what's going on over there and just had a conversation with some of our other broadcast partners helping us to understand what is happening. Jim, you went to Haifa to get the group. You took them back. You're up in Haifa right now. There's no problem at all anywhere from Jerusalem north as it relates to these rockets coming in, is there?
Nah, that's so true. Most of the rockets were fired around the Gaza Strip and the communities surrounding the Gaza Strip, very close. One of the safest places that you could be would have been in Jerusalem today as far as the rockets are concerned. One of the things that they don't have control over is where the rockets land. They can shoot them up into the air, although I believe about 90% of the rockets were taken out by the Iron Dome defense system here in Israel. But there is a certain amount of them that got through, and the Islamic Jihad did not know where they were going to land. Therefore, they don't shoot those rockets towards Jerusalem, because how would it be if they shot those rockets all the way to Jerusalem and they hit, for instance, the Dome of the Rock or the Al-Aqsa Mosque or something like that? That would be a huge mistake on their part. So probably one of the safest places to be would have been in Jerusalem, and certainly up here in Haifa, the rockets are not going to come from the Gaza Strip all the way up this far.
Yeah, that's the reports we have. Hey, I'd love the idea of letting one of those rockets hit the Dome of the Rock or Al-Aqsa Mosque. That would be able to get the building of that third temple up and going. Well, Jim, glad to hear you're safe. The tour's all safe, and you guys keep your heads down, and we'll talk to you and hope that everything works out well, and you'll have a safe journey home on tomorrow, Sunday, and we look forward to seeing you when you get back.
We look forward to getting back, and thank you to all that were praying for us as they knew that we were here in the land of Israel.